Okay, before we start, two things. We'll do Refuah Shlemot and Leila Nishmat. Refuah Shlemot, Ledaf Nechaya Bat Sarah, Netanel Lilam Ben Shein Tzipor, Eliyahu Ben Sarah, Rachamim Ben Shoshana, Willi Pnina Bar Racha Frida, Veligiloy Nishmat Kadima Bat Harav Avram Tzvi Ben Sion Bechaya. I also wanted to, we brought up something the other day about a Kohen, a pregnant woman with a, you know, with a potential Kohen in her womb, is she allowed to go to a Beit Kfarot? So we talked about it in terms of, we kind of mentioned it, and I wanted to show you two different approaches on the Nosei Kelim and the Shulchan Aruch. So the first is the Shach, who says, Katava Rokeach, he quotes the Rokeach, Siman Shim Samachvav. I'm in, by the way, anyone who wants to see this inside, it's Yoredea Siman Shin Ayin Aleph. Eshet kohen shemuberet muteret likanes ba'ol amet de sveik sveikahu. Okay, this is his, he says it's a sveik sveika. Why? Shema nefelhu, maybe the baby won't even make it. O shema nikevahu, and maybe it's a female. So because you have two sveikot, so therefore, based on the sveik sveika. So what happens then? The Pitchei Tshuva says, and then he quotes the Magen Avraham, and he says, "Va'ayim b'Magen Avraham ba'or chayim siman shemem gimel sifet dihikshe alav deharei b'lav hachi mutar." In other words, why do you need a sveik sveika? It should be mutar because of tuma blua. Exactly what we learned. Tuma blua ena mitama. Right? If something's inside, it can't become tame. B'iniach b'tzarech iyun ayin sham. So he says, basically, I don't understand how the Rokeach says this is a sveik sveika. Either which way, they say it's mutar, which is important to note. It's just a matter, is it mutar mishum sveik sveik, or is it mutar because of...
But it's not sveik sveik either. It's either sveik or sveik.
No, it's sveik sveik, and there's two... Sveik sveik means there's two sveikot. I would have said the sveik sveik the other way.
Right.
Maybe it's a female, and even if it's a male, maybe it won't make it.
I thought sveik sveik is mean it just moves it further away.
No, sveik sveik means we have two. Well, it's not really parallel. It's with one is with. There's a good question, right? Two sveikot is different. It's a sveik sveik. In other words, let's go with his. Either it's going to make it or it's not going to make it. And in the event that it makes it, maybe it's not even a male. That's the way they, you know, that's the way they do it. That's a sveik sveik. So he says you don't need that because it's too much blue.
Either it's this or that.
No, either it's this or that, it's just a suffix. Either it's male or it's female. That's one suffix. But here it's, even if it is male, it may not make it. So it's one suffix that builds on another. Okay. Now we're going to go back to the Gemara. So we were in this Mishnah, which had a basic machloket. It started on Ayin Bet Amud Aleph today. I charted it all out, so follow in the sheet, it'll help you. Shachat et imo v'achar kach hatacha, the second case in the Mishnah, where he shechs the mother, and then, right, this is a case of a behema, that's makshalele, right, we keep flipping back, male, human animal. So we're in a case of a behema, makshalele, and the ubar puts out its hand, right, and in this case, what happens? They shechted the mother, and then they cut the aver after. So Rabbi Meir says, the basar is maganavela, okay, and the Chachamim say it's trefa shchuta, right? So then we had this whole thing about why is it nevela, right? Each one, there's a different approach. Is it, do we view this as tuma nevela, this piece that's outside, or is it trefa shchuta? Does the trefa, and as we're talking about the limb that was outside, does the limb have the status of nevela, which would be also either it's nevela or from Aver Min Achai, or would it be right, it would really be, in other words, it's because we view this as Aver Min Achai, and Aver Min Achai is Tamei Tuma Nevela. Today we're going to see a possible difference between nevela and Aver Min Achai, but anyway, we're going to assume it's nevela because it's Aver Min Achai. Or do we view this as trefa shchuta, which means, right, that it's going to have the tuma status that a trefa has, which is really only tuma for kachim. So then we had a question on Rabbi Meir, and we said, "What do you mean? This is tuma beta stavim. It's touching the nevela while it's in a hidden place, basically." In which case, we should say that Tumat Beit Hasharim is not metame, right? And how could it become tame? So they say, right? The first answer was, Rabbi Meir goes lishitato, where we see if you have a beged 3x3 and you cut it in half, right? Since it was touching in a hidden way, which is like under the fibers of the material before you cut it, we don't view this as maga nevela, okay? The issue here, right? I wasn't saying this clearly. The issue is habasar, I didn't say it well. What I meant was that the eber is eber minachai, and then it's touching the ubar, it was touching it while it was connected. As it's disconnecting and becoming eber minachai, it's in contact with the ubar, and it makes the ubar tuma nevela because it's touching it. Okay? If you say it's maga treva shchuta, then you're basically saying that it's not metame tuma nevela. In other words, the eber is not considered eber minachai. So you have to do two steps. Here. Say number one, the eber that's sticking out is eber minachai, which means it has tuma nevela. And then you have to say it's touching the ubar inside, right? Which then is metame the ubar. So that's the question of the Gemara. How could it be metame the ubar? If we say beta starim, it's touching the ubar in a way that's in a hidden place. And just like this 3x3 cloth that we cut in half, and that's not metame maga nevela, because right there it was maga midras, because it's mustar. But then they say, oh no, Rabbi Meir matches his own shita. There Rabbi Meir says that beit hasharim is metame. Okay? So the first answer was to say there's no problem here of tuma beit hasharim, because Rabbi Meir, in the Mishnah, who says it's nevela, maga nevela, also holds there with the baguette that it is maga midras. Okay? Even though it's beit hasharim. Amar Ula. Now we're 6 lines from the bottom. Lo shanu ela, lav itmar ala, isn't it said on this Mishnah where there's a machloket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi says it's not maga midras. So isn't it said about this machloket, lo shanu ela shloshal shloshal shenechlak? The whole machloket between them is when you have something that's a 3x3 tefachim, which is the minimum amount for midras, you cut that, because then while it was cut, right, each side doesn't have midras in it anymore. But aval shalosh al shalosh habaot mi beged gadol. But if you have a piece of 3x3 that it gets cut off of a bigger piece, bishat prishatam me'avihen mekablot tuma me'avihen. While they're getting cut off, you have a small piece of a beged that's getting cut off from the bigger beged. Then what do we say? Well, since one side still has enough of a minimum shiur, right, in the case where the 3x3 we cut in half, neither side had. But here, as you're cutting it off, the bigger side still has the tumah in it. It didn't become too small. So therefore, that's not considered anymore beit hasharim. And that's going to be, even Rabbi Yossi is going to agree that that is actually metame b'maga. So they say, therefore, since that's already said about that machloket, that it's only when it's shloshal shloshal, but not if it's a small piece of shloshal shalot etzba'ot that is connected, it's coming detached from a bigger baguette. The assumption is as you're cutting it, right, at some point it's going to kind of cross over and touch the bigger baguette and the bigger, or whatever it is, right, it's a baguette. So you have a bigger baguette and you're cutting off the smaller piece, okay? As you cut the smaller piece off, it's just so by show and tell. As you're cutting the smaller piece off, there's no way that it's not going to sort of overlap at some point and touch that bigger baguette. Since the bigger baguette has tuma to it, it's going to be metame, the smaller one. And so therefore, what's our case here?
Very small piece?
Even a very small piece. It has to be small enough that it's a minimum shear to become tame maga, obviously. It has to be shalosh shalosh. It has to be shalosh 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 etzbaot.
Okay.
Shalosh shalosh etzbaot, actually. Okay. So now they say what? Hanami, our case is more like that case where it's coming from a big baguette, which means even Rabbi Yossi will agree. Because Hanami, what's happening? The Aver is coming detached from a bigger body. So the assumption is, what's the issue with Beit Hasharim? Beit Hasharim is that it was connected on the inside. But now we're assuming as you cut it, it kind of overlaps on the outside. And right, it's not that we're looking at the inner connections between them as they were connected, but once it kind of detaches, it's going to overlap at some point. And therefore, when you had the 3x3, okay, and if it overlaps while it's detaching, that doesn't make a difference because neither has tamei midras anymore. It's only when it's attached to a bigger thing that as you're cutting, it matters that it overlaps. So therefore, in our case, what do we have? We have a case of an aver getting detached from a bigger object.
Although logistically, it's not going to because it's the only the whole rest of the object is being held away by being in the mother's womb. There's this one piece, and really, you're holding.
But there's makama chatach still.
Okay,
you could argue. So anyway, they say hanami b'shat prishatam me'ever mekabel tuma. Right, as it's getting detached, it's going to be mekabel tuma me'ever. Okay, b'shat prishatam me'ever mekabel tuma me'ever. Ravina. Okay, so that's answer number two. Answer number one was it's only Rabbi Meir. Answer number two is this actually isn't Bein Hasterim. Bein Hasterim is only when it's right, this 3x3 like that, and this is more similar to the other case. Third answer, Ravina Amar. How did I organize this? Right, this is actually more of a way of rejecting that question and that answer and saying it's not only Rabbi Meir. It's really, right, there's really three. I organize on the page like it's two, but it's really three. Ravina Amar, beged lav lechatichakai, ubar lechatichakai. A beged is not meant to be cut, but the limbs of an animal are meant to be cut, right? Because you eat them. When you eat them, you cut them. So therefore, kol ha'omed lachtoch kichatoch dami. Remember, you're shechting the mother. So you're obviously planning to eat the ubar also, which means that since it was planning to be cut, it's viewed as if it's already cut, which means that we can view it as if it was cut and it's not beit hastarim, but it's more like they're touching. In other words, Rashi says, kichatoch dami bahare. It's not that they're touching inside as they're connected. The assumption is if something's connected to something, then when you say, oh, there was maga, that's all hidden maga, right? You don't say, if you look at your arm, you don't say, oh, all the parts of my arm are touching each other, right? But if you put your two hands together, you say, oh, my hands are touching each other. That's the issue of beit hasterim. So here, we view this aver, even though it's attached, right? Let's say my hand to my... Right by my wrist, it's attached. But my hand was about to get cut off from my wrist, so we view that as if my hand was separate from my arm, and therefore we view them as if they were touching. How do we know that? And this is Kirabi Meir. Okay, so now they're gonna. Now they're gonna say Kiman. Okay, here's a bit of a question. This theory that Kol Omed Lachtoch Kichatuch Dami is only Kiman Kirabi Meir is only like Rabbi Meir. Is that what you're going to say, that this only fits in with Rabbi Meir? Ditnan, how do we know that it's Rabbi Meir? Kol Yidot HaKelim Shehen Arukot. If you have a handle of a kli that's very long, Vatid LeKatzitzan. You made this kli, it had a very long handle, you were planning to cut off the edge of the handle. Madbil Ad Mekom Midah. Okay, there's a bit of a different girsa. The assumption is that this is Rabbi Meir, whether or not this isn't actually the girsa that appears in the Mishnah, but the assumption is that it should say then Rabbi Yehuda Omer without Rabbi Meir at all, but the assumption is that opinion is Rabbi Meir. That what is the opinion? That when you tovel this kli, let's say it becomes tamei and you want to tovel it, when you tovel that kli, you only have to tovel it up to the part, you don't have to tovel the edge of that yedit, which you're not planning to keep as part of the kli. Okay, right? That seems odd to us, right? Because you view that as the whole thing. He really views it as if it's not there. So here you see, it must only match Rabbi Meir, though, because Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad sheyatbil et kulo. You have to total the whole thing. So therefore, they're saying, your answer, Ravina, seems to only match Rabbi Meir's shita. So now, which is very similar to the first answer, where they said, right, it's only Rabbi Meir. So now they say, no, afilu tema rabbanan, chibure ochlim kemandim mifrite dami, v'negie bahadade. Food is different from a kli. Food is much softer, right? The bones of the animal are much easier to take apart than, let's say, cutting off a part of a kli. So cutting off a part of a kli, chachamim say, oh no, that's still attached. We're going to view it all as one whole. However, when it comes to food, like a limb of an animal, since it's easy to take off, therefore we're going to assume that even Chachamim will agree that that's as if it was detached. Okay. Now we're going to go back to Ula. Bishlama le'ula hainu dechatane chatacha. So now we have these two basic answers, right? Either it's Rav Meir and Chachamim, right, according to Ula, Or we're going to say it's because kol omed lachtoch kichatuch dami. Now, if you say kol omed lachtoch kichatuch dami, then you don't even need the case to be that you cut the aver off. Even if it's not cut, it's viewed as if it's cut off. So the Mishnah said shachatiti mo va'achar kachatacha, then it's going to be mitame maga nevela, according to Rabbi Meir. So according to Ravina, it wouldn't even need to be cut. Right. According to the first explanation, Ula, it needs to be cut off in order to have maga nevela. They have to be two separate pieces. But Ela la Ravina, my chatacha, it wouldn't really need to be cut. Even if they're attached to each other, it's as if they're going to be detached, and therefore it's viewed as if they're two separate parts, in which case, again, the ubar is going to be touching a nevela, and it will be viewed as, right, it's already viewed as Eber Menachai when it's attached, because it's outside the womb. So what do they answer? Really, it doesn't need to be cut. It would be maga nevela even if it's attached, according to Ravina. I did a tana resha chatacha, tana nami sefa chatacha. The reason is just, it's a literary thing, going at the literary structure of the Mishnah, because in the beginning it says, bema makshalele v'otziu barat yado v'chatacha, v'achar kach shachatet imo, right? If you cut it before the shechita, then habasar tavur. Okay, then it's a different case. And that's why it's a chatacha. Okay, now we're going to go into chachamim omri maga trefa shchuta. We're finally going to see inside what is this maga trefa shchuta. Right, we assume only the nevelas is tame. What's this trefa tuma? Trefa shchuta mi metamia. What is a trefa that you shecht? Is it metame? In it actually is kedavur deshmol de amravur deshmol trefa sheshachata metama b'mukdashim. Okay, it's metame kodshim. So if you have a trefa that's shechted, it is mitame kodshim. Okay, it's not mitame regular chulim, but it is mitame kodshim. In which case, you'd have to say that the ubar, the case of our Mishnah, would be when he says it's maga trefa, it's mitame maga trefa, that it would have to be the ubar was from a behema that was mukdash. And that's why, right, when it's mitame maga trefa, it would be if it's kodshim. Now we're going to go back to the discussion in the Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. So Rabbi Meir said, again, to try to prove that it's nevela, ma matzinu b'treifa sheshchitata metaharta, wait, 1 second, I have to remember who's speaking to who here. This is... Oh, this is the Chachamim? Okay. So this is the Lang Chachamim. We're saying, ma matzinu b'treifa, right. In a treifa sheshchitata metaharta, av shchita behema titarata ubar, right? Just like the shchita of an animal is mitahir, the ubar inside, so it should at least be mitahir, the aver that's outside, from becoming a nevela. So Tanya, here's going to be a braita with more discussion between them. Okay, so now we're going to see a discussion in the braita, but the braita is not going to be so clear, and we're going to have to re-explain the braita. We're going to basically have a braita. We're going to say something doesn't make sense here. They're going to say, oh, it's missing some words, and this is the way it should read, and then we're going to bring a braita that proves that reading. Okay? So here's the braita. Amar lahem Rabbi Meir, v'chi mi tiharu le'ever ze midei nevela, what made this ever not be nevela? Shchitat imo. Im kein titirenu ba'achila. So Rabbi Meir says to Chachamim, according to you, you think it's not nevela because you shechted the mother, right? Well, if you're going to say that the mother prevented it from having tumah nevela, then you should say that the mother ought to also matters it b'achila. In other words, either it's in or it's out. If you view it as in, then it should be matir b'achila. If you view it as out, it should be nevela. Why are you saying it's this in between? So Amru lo, they said to him, harbe matzelet al she'ena gufa yoter migufa. The mother has koch to be matzil on something that's not part of her body, more than something that's part of her body. Share shaninu, don't worry that we don't understand this yet, because the Gemara is not going to understand this. Share shaninu, because we already learned, chotech mina ubar shebemeeha mutar ba'achila, minat cholu mina klayot asur ba'achila. Remember that case in the Mishnah? If you cut a piece of the ubar, off of the ubar, but you put it back inside, and it's in the womb when you do the shechita, that item is mutar ba'achila. But the parts of the body of the behemah herself, like the tchol and the klayot, if you take them out and you cut them off from her body, you detach them and put them back inside her body while you do shchita, those are not mutar b'achila. So therefore, what do you see? There's the, she has strength to be matzil on something that's not her body more than her body. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to say, still the flow of this isn't so clear, and that's what the Gemara is going to ask. Maika Amar, what is this Braita saying? Amar Rava, v'amri lakdi, either Rava said it or it was just said anonymously. Chisur mahachasra v'hachi katani. This is really the way you should read the Braita. So again, starting from the beginning, this already we got. Amar lahem Rabbi Meir, Meir says chachamim. V'chimita ru le'ever zemidei nevela, shchitat imo, right? According to you, that there's no tumat nevela, it's because the shechting of the mother prevented it from having tumat nevela. Im kein tatirena b'achila, so then it should also be allowed to be eaten. So here now comes the extra part. Amru lo, they said to him, trefa tochiach sheshchitata mitarta midei nevela ve'ena matirta b'achila. But a trefa can prove that you can have a case, right? A case of a trefa proves that what? One can shecht a trefa and it removes tumat nevela and not tumat achila. So that's what they're going to say to Rabbi Meir. Now it's just because it's matir b'nevela, right, from nevela, that it won't be have tumat nevela, doesn't mean it can be eaten, because look at trefa. Trefa is the perfect example. You take a trefa, you shecht it, it doesn't matir b'achila, but it gets rid of the tumat nevela. That's a much better answer to what he asked, right? So then, Amar Lahen, in other words, now you have to have, in order to get to what they eventually say, there has to be a retort of Rabbi Meir. So Amar Lahem, lo, I don't agree with you. Im tiarash shchita trefa, ota davar shehi gufa. Titarata ever, davar she'ena gufa. If you're going to say that a shchita of a trefa matirs itself, in other words, you shechted the trefa, and that itself became mutar, and there's no tuma on it, then it should be mitahir the aver. One second. Mitirah shchita trefa ota davar shigufa. Right, it's read like this. It's, you want to use trefa as your example. That's your paradigm. You're saying a trefa is going to work. So he says to them, but that, the shchita of a trefa is shechting the trefa. You shechted the trefa itself, and now the trefa is mutar. It doesn't have tumat nevela. And as again, it's not mutar b'achila. It's mutar be. It's not tame. But titar ta'aver davar she'ena gufa. You're going to allow it to be mitar something that's not its gufa. In other words, you can't use that as an example because trefa, you shechted it itself, but aver, you shechted something else, right? It's ena gufa of the item that you shechted. So here he comes and says, you can't use trefa as your answer to my question because trefa is not a good example. Trefa is where you shechted it itself. So when you shecht it itself, it can get rid of tumat nevela. When you shecht a mother and this is something that's outside the body, that can't have any effect on something that's not part of her body and not inside her body. So amru lo, and this is now why they start to say, eina gufa yoter migufa. So now he said, no, harbein matzelet al she'ena gufa yoter migufa. No, dafka, this case of the ben pekua, of the mother, shchita, matiring things, notice it has more koch to matir things that are not part of its body than things that are part of its body. Now, it's true, they're inside the body and out versus outside the body, but still, you see it has this koch, so I'll read it again inside. Harbein matzelet al she'ena gufa yoter migufa. Sharei shaninu chotech mena ubar shabemea mutar b'achila minatcholo minakleyot asor b'achila. Okay, and that's what the retort is for. Okay, so again, it started with Rabbi Meir saying, if you're going to say it gets rid of tumat nevela, you should also allow b'achila. They said, what do you mean? Trefa is your paradigm. Rabbi Meir says, trefa can't be a paradigm. Trefa is where you do the shlita actually on the body. They come and say, no, dafka, in this case, the mother has koch lahatir things that ain't a migufa, even more than gufa, so of course they'd be at least equal here, right? And if you could do it in a trefa, it should work here also to allow even something that's outside her body. Tanya Nami Hachi. Now we're going to have a braita that proves this reading, that it was missing these words, because here's a braita that also has these words, although there's going to be one small difference here, which we're going to play upon later. We're going to get back to later in the daf. Amar Lahem Rabbi Meir. Again, we're going to have the same discussion. B'chimiti, they're only bringing this to show that our answer that Rava said, oh, it's missing words, add these words, has support in another braita that we found. Obviously, he didn't have that braita in front of him, otherwise he would have quoted it. Amar lahem Rabbi Meir, v'chimite arola eber zemi, this is good chazara, right? V'chimite arola eber zemi de nevela, amrula, right? So, in other words, could you be matir this eber mi de nevela? Wasn't it the mother? In which case it should work. Amrulo, shchitat imo, amrulo, so here there's a bit more of a discussion. He says, what's helping to have it midei nevela? They said to him, shchitat imo. So he says, oh, if you say shchitat imo, im kein titirena b'achila, it should allow the aver even to be eaten. Amru lo, trefa tokiach. Right, we have a paradigm where something's matir mishum tumat nevela, but not matir b'achila. Sheshchitata mitarata midei nevela, ve'ena mitirta b'achila. Amar lahem, Rabbi Meir says to him, and here there's this one addition, im tiara shchita trefa ota ve'et ha'ever ha'midoldal ba davar shegufa titara ta'ubar she'ena gufa. If the shchita of a trefa matirs it and even a limb that's hanging, like almost by a string, okay? Let's say you have an aver that, we're going to deal with this a lot in the second part of today's stuff, which is you have an aver that's hanging off the body. Okay, now the question is, do you view that aver as aver menachai, or do you view it as, right, because it's already almost detached, or do you say, and as if it's aver menachai, then it's going to be tumah nevela, because aver menachai is tumah nevela to it. If you view it that the shchita, can the shchita matir also that from tumah nevela? Okay, so he says, right, the Rabbi Meir says, im tiara shchita trefa ota ve'et aver ha'midoldal ba, that's only davar shegufa titar. So it does matir the aver ha'midoldal ba and the trefa itself. That's only those things that are gufa. But etahu, right, meaning the guf of the item that was shechted. But etahu bar she'ena, but titar etahu bar she'ena gufa, how could it possibly matir something that's not its body and again is outside the body? Amru lo harbe matzelat al she'ena gufa yoter migufa shareshaninu chotech mena ubar shebemea mutar b'achila minatchol klayot asor b'achila. I'm not going to go through that. We already saw that a few times. Okay, so now we basically have this machloket, Rabbi Meir, Chachamim. We're going back to Rabbi Meir says basar maga nevela, and Chachamim say maga trefa shchuta. Okay, it's the mother matirs this limb that's outside. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. We're going to have a machloket, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. You can see from the chart at the bottom of the first side of the sheet. We're going to have Shim ben Lakish, we're going to have Rabbi Yochanan the first way they read it, then they're going to bring some questions on it, and then they're going to say, oh no, it can't be, Rabbi Yochanan must say something else. Amar Rabbi Shim ben Lakish, kemachloke b'ubarim, kach machloke b'evarim. Okay, we're going to have the same machloke by an ubar, the one, and it's, our Mishnah was about the ubar. Just like they argue in ubar, they're also going to argue about evarim hamidoldalim. Okay, which means what? Which means, again, if you shecht an animal that's a trefa and you have this limb hanging off, do you say that the limb is considered disconnected and it's ever menachai? That would be Rabbi Meir, that it's tamei tumat nevela. And Chachamim would say, no, since it's still hanging on, that's considered maga trefa shluta. Okay? And again, that means that if you view it as ever menachai, then it's touching the rest of it, and then the rest of it is going to have maga nevela, right? And according to Chachamim, no, the aver is considered, right? It's considered like a trefa shchuta, and therefore it's not going to pass on, right? It'll pass on only trefa shchuta to the, which anyway the animal is already trefa shchuta. Rabbi Yochanan Amar machloket be'aver du'ubar. He says no, the machloket's only be'aver du'ubar. Okay, that. It's going to be the same lashon rishon, lashon sheni. Everyone's going to have to agree with that because the Mishnah says so. Aval be'aver de behema divrei hakol shchita ose nipul. Okay, what is nipul? As if it's nafal. Okay, what are we going to say here? When you shecht it, everyone's going to agree that when you shecht it, it's considered as if this aver was separated from the beginning. Which means what? If the aver was separated from the beginning, it's going to have tuma nevela, as if it's aver minachai, and it's going to be metame, the trefa shchuta. Okay? So, again, he thinks that everyone agrees in aver beema, the chita osanipo, which means it's considered as if it was separate from the animal entirely, which means it's aver minachai and it's nevela. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, my tamid Rabbi Yochanan, alibad Rabbanan. Why does he think that Rabbanan will... why do we have to say Rabbanan? Because according to him, Rabbanan switch between the Ubar and the Eber. Rabbi Meir across the board is going to say it's all Nevela. It's Chachamim that are going to say, in an Ubar case, it's Trefa Shchuta, and in an Eber case, right, if it's an Eber Midul Dal, we're going to say it's a Nevela. So why would, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chachamim say that And the Eber Midoldal say it's different. Hai itle takanta b'chazara, ha leitle takanta b'chazara. When you're talking about the Eber that leaves the womb, it can come back in. So it can be corrected. And if you remember, okay, let's go back. There was a debate, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, if it comes back in, and Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said, if it comes back in, it's in, right? So therefore, it matches Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that this has takana. Whereas the Eber Midoldal is hanging on its last strings, it has no, it can never be back and reattached to the body properly. And that's why when it's an Eber Midoldal, even Chachamim are going to agree that as if it was Minutak. Okay, that's the first reading of Rabbi Yochanan. This logic is going to be flipped later, but right now that's the logic. The Shita is going to be flipped. He's going to say Divrei HaKol agrees it's the other way. Okay, right now Divrei HaKol, we think it's an Avela. Meitivei, but wait, something doesn't make sense from our mission, from the Braita we saw before. What did the Braita say? Amar lehem Rabbi Meir, the last Braita we saw, the Tanya Nami Hachi, the Braita to support, said, Rabbi Meir says to Chachamim, Im lo tihara shchita trefa ota ve'et ever hamidoldal ba davar shegufa titaret haubar davar she'ena gufa. Now, what's Rabbi Meir saying? If shchita trefa can be mitaher, it and be mitaher the ever hamidoldal. Now, what did we just say? According to Rabbi Yochanan, everyone agrees that it can't be. So here, the Braita assumes that it is matir the ever hamidoldal. Which means that what? If you say, like Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, that the machloket is in both, then you would say what? Bishlama le Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Le Dibrehem ka'amra lehu. Now Rabbi Meir thinks it's nevela across the board. So how could he say, in Avraham Medoldal it matures it? He's saying, according to you, you think in Avraham Medoldal prevents it from becoming a nevela. So wouldn't, you know, how could, you know, but that is gufa. How could you say that about something that's ena gufa? So he's saying, right, lididi, for me, loshna ever duubar, loshna ever dubeima, ki adani nu. I think the whole thing is nevela. But to you, right, you think Eira Midoldal would not become a nevela, but that would be different than the ubar, he's saying, because the ubar is not part of the body, right, the chechted as opposed to that. So you would have to be saying, that would make sense. El Rabbi Yochanan, that everyone agrees that it's a nevela, then Rabbi Meir makes no sense. When Rabbi Meir says, you think it's mitaher from nevela, this Avraham Midoldal, the shechita will prevent it from becoming a nevela, nobody holds that. So therefore, that braita basically cancels out this option of Rabbi Yochanan. So Ella itmar hachi itmar. It must be that we're gonna, you know, rewind, start the sugya from the beginning. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, kemachloke bubarim, kach machloke bevarim. That's exactly what we said. Okay, that stays the same. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, machloke be'ever du'ubar. He still holds the machloket's only in the aver of the ubar. Aval be'ever de'behema divrei kol ein shchita osanipu. We're going to say dafka the opposite now, right? This is a classic example where the Gemara flips the logic and, you know, does a full 180, right? The Aver of the Behema, that's Midoldal, everyone will agree. What does it mean? Ein Shchita Osanipul? Shchita doesn't make this detached, meaning this is still viewed as attached to the animal, the exact opposite logic that we said right before. We said, what do you mean? It has no takana. No. This is dafka considered fully part of the animal, which means that it's not Eber Menachai, it's not a nevela, right? It's not Mentame Tumat Nevela, and it has the Tumah of Trefa Shchuta, basically, which is only relevant if it's Kodesh. So now, what do we have to explain? In this case, we have to explain, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why does Rabbi Meir change his tune by Ubar versus Eber? Because Rabbi Meir says in Ubar is Tumat Nevela, but by the Eber HaMidoldal, it's Tumah Trefa Shchuta. So Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, according to this reading, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina kicks in again, my time. But the question is, my time to Rabbi Yochanan, leave it to Rabbi Meir. Why would there be this distinction? So the answer is, Hai Gufa, V'Hai Lo Gufa. The Eber is part of its body. And therefore, right, this is the exact logic he was trying before in the Braita, which is, therefore, if Shchita matirs the Trefa, right, it doesn't have Tumat Nevela, then even an Aver that's hanging from it will not have Tumat Nevela either because it's part of its own body. Whereas the Aver that's outside the body, that of the Ubar, which isn't getting shechted itself, only the mother's getting shechted, that's already too detached. Okay, so the matter is, which one's more detached? And the logic we brought one time was the aver's more detached because it can't actually be brought back in. In this case, we're going to view the aver since it left the body already, and it's not the actual body of the item that's being shechted. Therefore, Rabbi Meir is going to say, in this case, it's not considered tumat nevela. Okay, now we're going to have, yeah.
I just can't see the uvara living if its limbs are starting to fall off.
The limb isn't falling off. The uvar, it's still attached. It's just left the body. Remember? They only cut it after the mother was shechted.
And meduldal?
Avra meduldal is an irregular animal that has a limb that's hanging. An animal can live with a limb hanging, right? It could live without a leg. I mean, it's not easy to live, but, you know, it could, in theory, be hanging. So, also, you're about to shecht it. We don't necessarily need it to live that long. It's not a trefa, right? Again, depending on, if you remember, we said if it's detached at the top of the leg, right, there are certain cases, but we're talking about a limb that, let's say, you know, it's missing the limb in its hand or something that's less critical. Okay, gufa. No, is that what we're up to? No. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now we're going to have another statement of Rabbi Yochanan about this issue. Hakol modim shemita osenipul be'en shchita osenipul. Okay, until now we've been talking only about shchita. If you shecht it and there's an aver meduldal, right? So what did we just say? We just said that ein shchita osenipul, which means when you shecht the animal, we don't view the aver as having been cut off. While it was hanging off. We view it as part of the body. But when an animal dies and it had an aver meduldal, we are going to say it's osanipul. So if the animal dies and there was an aver hanging, okay, that aver is going to have the din of aver menachai. Now, what's the relevance? You might say, well, that's nevela and that's nevela, right? In other words, what do we say? Aver menachai has tumat nevela. So there's two relevant differences. Okay, Rashi brings up one. He says, in Rashi Dibor Matchil, Mita Osanipul, it's about 10 lines down into Rashi, Eivar Medoldal Bebehema Umeita, okay, let's skip that. Ela Eivar Menach, okay, Behefresh Yesh Benehem, in the middle of Rashi. The difference between saying it's Tamei Tumat Nevela Midin Eivar Menachai, and it's Tamei Tumat Nevela Midin Tumat Nevela, right, because the animal died, because it was part of the animal, Damrina Bahor Barotet, that's a Perek and Kulin later on. Aver Menachai, you see what we have to look forward to, right? The Or and the Rotet. Aver Menachai, Basar HaPoresh Mimenu Tahor, De'ein Mitame Elakashu Aver Shalem. If you have flesh that comes off of this Aver that got detached, that flesh is not Mitame Tumat Nevela, because Aver Menachai Tumat is only the Aver itself. Not basar that comes with it, but in a aval, but nevela itself, kizayim mimenu tamei avatuma. Okay, any part of a nevela, even the basar, is going to be mitamei tuma nevela. So that would be one nafkamina. That would be a nafkamina where it would be more mekel. The next one's going to be more machmir. The first one's going to be more mekel if we view it as aver menachai. Because if you have some basar that came from the aver and it's not the whole aver itself, that's not going to carry tuma anymore. The other chumra is the other way, which is what? Eiver Menachai is part of Sheva Mispo B'nei Noach. So if you view it as Eiver Menachai, a Ben Noach can't eat it. If you view it as Nevela, a Ben Noach can eat it. So that's a very, right, the nafkaminas go both ways. Kulan l'chum. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. So now the Gemara says, B'maya skinan. What exactly are you talking about? Ilema, when you say Mita Osanipul and Ein Shchita Osanipul. Ilema be'Eiver de'ubar. If you're going to say we're talking about an aver of an ubar, and that's the issue, miflag plige. You can't say that everyone agrees because we know for a fact there's a machloket about an ubar. So therefore, it must be, Ella, the way I explained it from the beginning, that it's talking about aver de behema. Okay? And then it's telling you mitos anipo and ein shchitos anipo. But if you want to say that, we have another problem, which is mita tanina, shchita tanina. Both those appear explicitly in a Mishnah. Something appears explicitly in a Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't need to tell us this. In other words, it appears explicitly in a Mishnah that Mita Osenipul that meaning it's going to be tame ever minachai, that ever hamidul dal, if the animal were to die, the ever is considered ever minachai. And ein shchita osa nipul, which means it's not going to be nevela if it was shechted, right? Both those things appear in a Mishnah, appear in the same Mishnah. So where? Okay. Mita tanina, meita habema, if an animal dies, habasar tsarich hechsher, v'ha'ever, which is an ever midul dal here, mitame mishum ever minachai, ve'eno mitame mishum ever minanevela, divrei Rabbi Meir. So here, what do we see? If an animal dies, so the basar needs hechsher lekabel tumah, v'ha'ever, but if there's an ever midul dal, it's mitame mishum ever minachai. And it's not mitame mishum ever min hanevela. So what do you see here? It's considered detached if the animal were to die. Shchita nami tanina, because it continues and says nishchita beima, that had, by the way, the basar here, I didn't explain the basar part. We're talking about that it had basar midoldal and it had ever midoldal. So the basar is not considered nevela because it's hanging off, which means it needs hechsher, it needs to come, in order for it to contract tumah, what does it need? It needs to have a liquid come in contact with it, kidei lihiyot mukhshar lekabel tumah, and then if something touches it after, it will become tameh, you know, like anything will become tameh. But it's not tameh nevela, because it's midoldal. The eiver is not mitameh nevela either, it's eiver minachai. So what do you see here? Neither of them are considered attached. That's because mita osanipul. Mita means it's, right, anything that was midoldal is considered as if it was detached beforehand. Then it continues to say, if you shechted this beima instead of the beima dying, huchshiru b'dameha, divrei Rabbi Meir. What does that mean? They're huchshar lekabel tumah by the blood of the shechita, which means what? They're not mitame nevela, it's only once huchshiru lekabel tumah. V'Rabbi Shimon omer lo huchshiru. Rabbi Shimon says, oh, the dam is not machshir lekabel tumah. But in either case, neither of them think that is mitame tumah nevela. So now they say, wait a minute. If you want to say that shechita is learned out from this Mishnah, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan had no point to say what he said, there was no point because he already said it, imahi hava amina mai huchshiru abasar. Maybe when it said huchshiru, you might have thought huchshiru b'dameh is talking about the basar, just like in the Meita case, and not the Aver. So the Gemara says, how could you think the huchshiru is only talking about the basar? Ha huchshiru katane, right? It said huchshiru, and what was the subject of the previous case? There was basar and there was Aver. If it said huchshiru, it sounds like it's talking about both the basar and the Aver, so it doesn't make any sense to say that. So they said, no. You might have thought, and again, this would explain why Rabbi Yochanan needs to tell you, because it's not 100% clear from the Mishnah. Ma'u ditema chal basar poresh min ha-beima, v'chal basar poresh min ha-ever. You might have thought it's talking about two types of basar. There's basar that comes off of the limb, and there's basar that was midoldal, and there's basar that comes off of the animal, that's hanging off an animal, just loose basar. So maybe it's talking about both things. So now they say, well, if you want to say there's a chidush, the Mishnah has to tell you huchshiru is both those things, which again means that Rabbi Yochanan has to come and tell you about the aver, because you wouldn't have known it otherwise from the Mishnah. You would have to then prove that there was a reason to think, right? My ulme dahai mehai. Why do you think one is stronger than the other? In other words, why would you say, why would you need to say both basar poresh min ha-beima and basar poresh min ha-ever? Salkadat ha-chamina ho'ilu mitamei tumah chamura agav aviv ema lo libai hechsher kamash malan. You might have thought that since the animal, since the basar, why is basar poresh min ha'ever? Why would you need it to be mentioned? If you already said the basar that's hanging off the animal is already going to be considered detached, why would you also need to say basar poresh min ha'ever? Because you might have thought that since, the stuff, the basar that's attached to the body would have tumah chamura agav aviv because it's attached to the body. I have to get the order here. If Basar Peresh Mana Eber is Chamor Yoter. Okay, you would have thought, right, you would have thought Basar Peresh Mana Eber is more Chamor because it's attached to Eber Minachai, which would be an Avatum of Nevela. And therefore, maybe you wouldn't need Hechsher. So therefore, it needs to tell you, no, not only Basar that's attached to the body, but also this Basar that's attached to the Eber Minachai is also going to be considered that it's not mitame chuma nevela. Okay? And therefore, you again, it could be the Hukshiru meant basar attached to the body and basar attached to the Abraham Idoldal. Kamashmalan, right? That's why Rabbi Yochanan comes to teach you it's also the Abraham Minachai, right? The Abraham Idoldal is also considered attached to the body. Not only the basar and the basar attached hanging off the body or the basar hanging off the limb. Even the limb itself does not have the tumah of Eber Minachai. Okay? That's what it's coming to teach you. So we'll stop here.